Magic 95.9, Baltimore's best variety of R&B. This morning we have some special guests in the studio, Kitcher Williams and Tommy Ford, and they're here to talk about the Million Youth Peace March. You guys tell me what's going on with that.
We're going to be having a three-day event this coming weekend. This evening, we're going to have a black tie affair at the Oxon Hill Manor. This is going to kick it off. And then tomorrow, we're going to be at the Howard University campus, where we're going to take a group of youth to tour the campus and to just talk about the various different things that are going on in their world. And then Saturday morning, we're going to line up. We're going to have a two-hour program at noon, and then we're going to line up about 2:30-ish to march from the Capitol to the Washington Monument.
Now, these children you're taking to Howard the day before, how do they qualify to go on that tour? Where do these kids come from?
Well, they're coming from all over. We have a busload coming in from New Jersey. Where else?
They come in from all over
New York, New York, New York, New York.
All over the place.
Several states. We're excited.
Kendra and I go back many, many years back in Los Angeles, where we're from, where we grew up. Mm-hmm. And when she shared this vision with me, she said, listen, I just want to get you involved. And so I start calling people out here and said, well, I haven't heard about it. So I said, I'll tell you what, I have some soldiers out there. We're going to call a good friend, Mark Hunter, who sent us down here. Mm-hmm. And then my friend sitting next to me is Chu Smith, who played with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Ah.
And not only does he dribble a basketball, but he changes lives. And he used that pill to go out and give the antidote to young people how to save their lives. So, Chu Smith, love them to say a few words.
Talk, preacher. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Brother Tim, I've listened to you all my whole life.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a Baltimore native.
What are you, about 17 years old now?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm 43, man. And we've just been doing a lot of work here in the community and across the world. And me and Tommy been friends for 16 years. And when he calls on me, I'm going to come running, and we're going to support Sister Williams and just do what we can to create this movement and this legacy for our young people.
It's nice to have friends like that, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But you know what's even more important? It's not just as old folk out here. There's a young man in the room.
Yes.
You have shared it and give birth to this vision.
Yes.
Okay.
We'd like to hear the talk from a young folks' perspective.
Yes. I'm really excited to be out here today, especially in Baltimore. I want to give, you know, thank you guys for having us in general. We are coming out here in order for us to just make awareness of for the youth today. You know, the youth of today to be out here, and you know, it's the bully month,
anti-bullying month.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually promoting that, making sure that we're spreading the love, spreading the peace, spreading the joy out here in, you know, DC, Baltimore area, Maryland area, just so that we can, you know, raise the awareness of, you know, health, love, and peace, and just have everybody come on out.
All right,
well, can you encourage them in the right way?
Yeah.
Tell us how people who are just hearing about this for the first time, how they can get involved. Maybe they can't adjust their schedule to be there tomorrow. What can they do to get involved as this program continues to roll along?
Yes, well, they can meet us up on the Howard University's campus. We're going to be up there about 9 o'clock at the Blackburn Center. We're going to be talking to the kids and just encouraging them, letting them know that God can meet them at their point of need, that they don't have to resort to violence. We're going to allow them an opportunity to speak because of the voice. The children are speaking, but we're not listening. Some of us are not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying, can you hear me now? They'll go lash out. They'll go shoot up a bunch of people. And we're letting them know they don't have to resort to violence, that love conquers all.
That's
and
true.
So, yeah. And so then, and Saturday, of course, is the main day. We're just asking people to come on out. There's no charge, of course, to come out and just support the babies. This is not just a youth event. This
That's
is
right.
a family affair.
That's right.
And so we need, we're asking a million fathers, bring a million sons, a million mothers, bring a million.
Come on out.
Even though the numbers are not as important as the cause, we need you there.
There will be entertainment. There'll be something for the family. Chu's going to bring his basketball out.
Hey!
Hello.
Hey!
Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
Hey! Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
Hey!
Yes!
Hey! Yes!
Hey! You gonna see what you're working with. We're going to see what you're really working with.
Oh, he got game. Yay. So there's going to be some music and entertainment. So
Anti-bullying skits.
For the whole family that day. Mm-hmm. People ask all the time, Tom, you got a job? Absolutely. we all got a job now. What is our job? We got to be about our Father's business.
That's it.
That's what we're here to do, and that's what this march is about.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're not preaching on the side?
Well, they tell me that many are told.
Look out.
But few are chosen.
Well.
No, I deal with the young people. Them adult Negroes. Somebody else can handle it. Can't do it. That's not my ministry, amen.
There is a little song that I like to sing a little bit of that I wrote called Make Room for the Children. Do we have a minute?
All right, a minute is cool.
Okay. Ooh. A cry from the wilderness, a voice still unheard, a nation full of politics, When will they learn? Children dying every day, and things are getting worse. Time to lay aside our pride and put the children first. Make room for the children, 'cause they are our future, and they deserve to live. Please make room for the children. Let's make it a safe and peaceful world we all can share. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Safe and peaceful world we all can share.
Wow, Acapulco.
All right.
You see how she stepped in?
It's a good thing we out of time, because I was here, I was going to sing my song. Bible says make a joyful noise. He didn't say it had to be a B-flat, amen? Just joyful.
Oh, boy. I love it when they sing an Acapulco like that.
Acapulco. Acapulco.
All right, well, we got to wrap it up. Kitra and Tommy and crew, mm-hmm. we thank you so much for coming by with this important subject.
Thank you so
and
much.
Keep us posted. Come back by here anytime.
Absolutely. For so more information, you can go to
www.millionyouthpeacemarch.org. You can call 202-455-8871.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you, Legend.
All right, man.